Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
What day of the week is it?
It's Friday.
Looks like my work is done here.
Let's get ready. The show's about to start.
I'm not ready yet.
I'm not ready. You better get ready.
What kind of a Friday is this?
Funky!
It's funky.
You better believe it.
I'm about to be...
Bring in the noise. Bring in the funk.
Well, then you better bring it.
Good morning. Just programming my phone for today's fun.
Let's start the show.
Let's do it. It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show, waking you up with our executive producer, Morty. It is Friday morning. Carla, it's 6:05 right now.
Oh, man, and welcome to the House of Nightmares. Jeez.
What's going on? What's wrong?
No, I mean you and me with the dreams.
Yeah, it was really weird. Both of us came in this morning, and we had the weirdest dreams. And when you said, you know, I had soup last night.
Yes.
And I said, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I had a kind of a soup stew thing that Jody makes. I don't know if it's that, but... It was... My dream was so bizarre. And I didn't even tell you the half of it. I just kind of gave you the short version.
I think whatever was put in there... Remember back in the day, people who were smoking pot, you had to be careful of paraquat poisoning. I think there was paraquat somewhere.
Jody's making stew with paraquat.
Might have been on the carrots or something. You don't know, Mike. You don't know. My mushrooms. It might have been...
Yours
was very elaborate.
Not only was the dream weird, who was in the dream was even bizarre.
Well, you had like stars featured and celebrities and a whole bit. Not me. Mine was like, here's all mine was. Just picture, if you watch The Sopranos, remember when they took, what was her name, out to kill her?
Oh.
Yeah. And they dumped, but they just dumped me in the woods and left. It was like, what is going on?
Was it anybody you knew?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, it wasn't.
Hmm.
No, it wasn't Sonya.
Okay.
That's what you're asking.
Your nemesis?
Yeah, and it wasn't Christopher, you know, Moltisanto either. But somebody...
Grow a list here.
I know.
I don't know if there's a dream weaver out there that can interpret what we're dreaming about.
Ugh.
Feel free. Dial it up, 702-739-9636. Sunshine today, some clouds over the weekend. Highs in the upper 50s today, tomorrow, on Sunday, low 60s, 45 now. Carla has her first take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
I actually have something that was given to me from the horse's mouth, and that horse is George Wallace. It has been announced today he's in a pretty big series.
Really?
Ooh. Yep.
All right, more on that and some other stories after Mellencamp, Small Town.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
So NBC announced a bunch of details on their upcoming Peacock streaming service. Here's the deal. It'll debut in July.
Mm-hmm.
There will be three pricing tiers ranging from free up to $10 a month for ad-free. Now, it will also let people stream NBC's late night shows 3 hours earlier than they are broadcast. So you'll get to watch those at, 8 o'clock instead of 11 or 8:30 instead of 11:30, which is kind of cool. Now, my friend George Wallace had sent me he sent me a picture a few months ago. It was him and Norman Lear, who is a freaking genius. And I said, wow, not bad company. He said, yep, I'll tell you more when I can. That's all I knew. Well, he texted last night. He sent me a little article. And it's time, I guess. They have landed the Peacock, this new streaming service.
Yeah.
Landed the Norman Lear comedy series. It's called Clean Slate. And it stars George Wallace, Laverne Cox, who you know from Orange is the New Black.
Oh.
It sounds like a really good show. And both he, George Wallace, and Laverne Cox are writers and producers on the project. So,
wow.
I mean, there's a lot invested in this. And he plays Henry, whose estranged child comes back, his son, after like 17 years. However, it's now his daughter.
Right.
And, he basically, it's him dealing with that. And George is going to be doing some acting, man.
You know what? It couldn't happen to a nicer guy.
No kidding.
Does that mean he's not going to be in Vegas anymore?
I have a feeling he'll still work out some some dates.
Okay.
You know, because he sure loves being on stage. I mean,
great seeing him.
How cool is that? The Punky Brewster reboot will be on Peacock as well. Soleil Moon Frye will be in it.
Wow.
And she's a single mother of three. Freddie Prinze Jr. will play her ex-husband. There is the Saved by the Bell reboot. That will be on Peacock as well, sadly. It is, which is kind of weird.
All right.
And I want to wish a big happy birthday to Betty White today. 98 years old.
She just keeps going.
She said a few years ago in an interview that there are two keys to her long life. She said, first of all, accentuate the positive, not the negative. And vodka and hot dogs.
Oh.
She said, right there. Doesn't have to be in that order. So, there
you
go.
I like that philosophy.
I know, man.
Especially the hot dogs.
98 years old. Remember, it seems like a few years ago, we were saying, she's turning 90.
Yeah.
I hope she goes to 100.
Amazing.
I don't want to say it, but I hope she does.
Congratulations, Tiffany Stevens got the call from the Beasley banker telling her she had won $1,000. Her reaction?
Oh, my goodness. Are you serious? Wow.
And needless to say, we always want to know what they're going to do with the money.
Yes.
Here's what she told the banker.
I think we're going to have to save it for right now.
What? Save it? Well, you never know what's going on in their life. So, well, good for her. She's qualified, as well as a lot of people that texted that word or entered the, what was the word? It was chill.
Chill.
Chill this morning, last hour. If you entered it through the app or online through our website within that 15-minute period, you are also qualified for the $10,000 grand prize in the 10K payday contest. For details and complete rules, just go to our website, 96.3KKLZ.com. Carla, I have some Green Day for you.
Yeah.
Some new Green Day. It's called Oh Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it samples Joan Jett's version of the Gary Glitter song.
Yeah.
Do You Want to Touch Me? Oh Yeah. Now, Green Day, before they put this out, said, you know, we know people are going to think it might be a little uncool to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Since you all know the story about Gary Glitter. And all the royalties from this song will go to a couple of organizations that deal with human rights, rape, abuse, stuff like that.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
But I want to play this for you. This is Green Day, their new song called Oh Yeah. Sounds good. I mean, it's Green Day, right?
Yes. Yeah. I look forward to their new album, actually. Can't really say the name, but
yeah, I get it.
Yes. Well,
I think everybody
you
else
can.
Does.
It's the father of all.
Right.
You know, yeah. Mother. Yeah.
Keep in mind, when you buy this song, Oh Yeah. All the royalties are going to these organizations.
Yeah, good, good.
That help out with that. So, yeah, good stuff from Green Day. All right. I'm going to tell you, we talked about our dreams earlier.
Yeah.
I know we're going to dig deep into that here in a couple of minutes.
Yeah, all right.
Okay. Joan Jett right here.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Gets me going in the morning.
Wakes me up the right way.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, so we both, we opened the show. Both of us, you and I, Carla, had these weird dreams last night.
Yeah.
And both of us, without even knowing it, had some version of a soup.
Yes.
For dinner last night.
I had a mushroom soup. You had a stewie.
A stewie soup that Jody makes with his beef, carrots, and potatoes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Egg noodles. And your dream was almost soprano-like.
Oh, my God. I was taken, I remember being put in a car, and then I was dumped in the woods. I was taken out into the woods, a la Adriana. From
Chris's
Sopranos.
Girlfriend.
Yeah, Chris's girlfriend. Yeah, remember when they killed her?
Yeah.
Oh, spoiler alert! too soon. Yeah, they took her. They took her to the woods. Remember, and it was horrible.
Right.
But they just took me to the. Somebody took me to the woods. And
you didn't know who
me.
It was.
No.
Or
they
why?
Just left me there. No.
Okay.
Don't know why. I don't know why, Mike. It was horrible. It was horrible.
All right. If somebody's listening that knows how to interpret that. See, mine, I was on this plane, a small plane.
Right.
Headed for Chicago. And the seats were like, they were just weird. They weren't like in a normal plane.
Right.
Like they were backed up against the fuselage or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
And we're driving down the streets. Like hitting trucks and stuff.
Oh, geez. Wow. Huh. You're very
And before we take off, and as we took off, everything was fine. But long story short, the pilot comes to the back where I'm sitting, and this girl comes over to me and starts like sitting right like on top of me.
Right.
But it's the girl from Succession. The girlfriend.
The girlfriend
who is a stripper.
Yeah.
It was her.
Okay.
And
okay.
her husband
was on the
other side of the aisle looking at us, and he was the guy from, what's the...
My computer just shut off.
What's the game show? What's the game...
There, your dream.
There you go.
Wow.
Yeah, thank you.
Warriors.
Thank you.
Warriors. He was the lead guy in Warriors in the main gang.
I don't have any idea what you're talking about.
I know. I'm so... Warriors. Now I don't know. God.
And then the pilot came to the back of the plane and said...
Are you sure you weren't drinking? Were you drinking? Did you have one?
The pilot comes back and says, put on your life vest because we're going down. I go, going down? Why are we going down?
What the hell?
This is a test. An emergency test. We're going to make a water landing in Lake Michigan.
Oh, okay. So it was just a fun going down.
I said, are we getting our money back? What are we doing here? Why?
Yeah, I got news, people. If any pilot ever tells you you're making a water landing.
For fun.
For fun.
Yeah, be afraid. Be very afraid.
You two need to stop eating soup.
Wow.
Woke up like all sweaty and stuff.
Yeah, I guess.
Because you were in the water.
I was just left there to my own devices trying to get out.
You were.
It was one of those things.
Boy.
But but that was yours. Yeah,
Well, there you go. That's what we're dreaming about.
Jody, what are you feeding him? Was it
maybe she's splashing
stew?
In the face to wake me up. Maybe.
I know. Did I say, were the vegetables tainted in our food?
If anybody can figure out what those dreams meant, call us on the Centennial Toyota Talk and Text lines at 702-739-9636. Imagine winning $10,000 to start the new year. Details coming up soon on the station playing the hits of the 80s and more. Sunshine today, some clouds over the weekend. High 57.
Okay.
Today, 59. Tomorrow, low 60s. By Sunday, only about 45 outside right now. Carla has a few things we think you should know coming up here in a bit.
Well, it's a big day today, so get the booze out, people.
Oh.
All right? Get the booze out.
Just be ready?
Yes. Be
All right,
prepared.
We'll find out why we're breaking out the booze. Plus some other things we think you should know after the Eagles in Hotel California.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, I just wanted to remind everybody, it's National Bootleggers Day today, Mike. National Bootleggers Day because 100 years ago, Prohibition started.
Yes.
100 years ago.
So it lasted quite a long time.
It did last a long time. Way too long.
Yeah.
Way too long. There's a whole series on it, by the way. By Ken Burns, and it's really good.
I've seen it.
Yeah, it's excellent. All his stuff is excellent.
Yeah.
So listen to this. Two asteroids are expected to pass close to Earth today. The first, named YQ3, will pass Earth at about 2 p.m. Eastern time, about 11 o'clock our time, at almost 7,000 miles per hour. The second will pass by us at around 1:15.
Oh, my God.
Going almost 11,000 miles per hour. Now, these are little things you read here and there. Is that not any reason? Well, I guess we don't have to be alarmed when asteroids are going,
Where's Bruce Willis and Ben Affleck when you need them?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know what that means for you when you look up in the sky. Or maybe you feel a little jolt or your stomach gurgles. I don't know.
But, listen, I have enough problems with the stew that Jody's making and having bad dreams. I don't need an asteroid. Worry about that.
We're trying to get our coach back. I know. And if you have asteroids, by the way, I'm sure there's an ointment or cream or something. And there's now a really depressing online app that will show you how quickly athletes like Tom Brady, LeBron James, Serena Williams, there's a bunch of them on there. Mm-hmm. Mike Trout, one of the highest paid athletes out there. It will show you how long it takes them to earn your annual salary.
Oh.
So you just put it in and it'll tell you. So I did it. Serena Williams, I'm a tennis fan. She earns my salary in about 11 games of tennis. Not matches, games. Yes, in 11 games. Tom Brady earns my salary in I don't even know how long this is, in 0.2 of a quarter of a game.
Wow.
And not quite two pass attempts. So
well, we got to work on your contract.
So I sure do, Mike. I sure do. The app, if you want to do this, it's actually pretty funny. It's called Finty.com. It's F as in Frank, I-N-T-Y. Finty.com. Or you can just, you know, type in the app
on
the
app. Put it on our Facebook page.
Yeah, it's interesting.
It's funny for a second.
Yeah, it is.
And then the second.
You've done it?
Yes.
Okay. I suggest starting lower. If you can think, you asked who Alex Morgan was, she's a female soccer player. She only makes about $500,000 a year.
Oh, okay.
So start a little lower.
Start with her.
And then go up to the Tom Brady's and the Mike Trout. Okay.
Mike Trout made my salary washing his hands after he went number two.
Yes.
What a great way to start your weekend.
When he washed his hands, he made my salary.
Honest to God, Morty, I don't even know for most of us if he had to wash his hands to make it. He might have just gone number two.
Somebody else washes his hands.
Oh, wow. Finty is the name.
All right, I'll do it.
Finty. It is Friday. A few things you should know.
Well, I'm even more depressed now, Carla.
Did you tell us about that?
Yes, I did.
I love it.
So there's this new website, and you do, what's it called again?
It's called Finty. F-I-N-T-Y. F as in Frank.
All right. Listen, if I can use it and find it, you can.
Yes.
So they have a list of athletes and how much they make, and they compare it to how long it takes them to do anything within their sport to make your salary. So I did. You did Tom Brady.
Yes.
Okay. And you did too, right, Morty?
No, I did Mike Trout.
Oh, you did Mike Trout.
That's why I'm in a slump right now.
Okay. Do Alex.
Yeah.
Do Alex.
I did Mike Trout.
Okay. Oh, geez.
And he has to play, what is it? Hold on for a second. Less than an inning? Is that right?
Is that,
five innings or something like that.
I think you were on Mike Trout. I think it was a little over two innings for yours.
Two innings?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
He doesn't even have to get a hit. It's .54. So not even a full hit. I don't even know what that is.
He just gets to swing?
Yeah.
Is that
halfway, I guess. And he makes $93,000 a day. So then I did Tom Brady.
Uh-huh.
I think you both did Tom Brady.
Yes.
Yeah.
Again, a third of a quarter. That's all he has to do.
Yeah.
I don't even know if he plays.
He
just shows up.
Yeah, he doesn't even matter.
Well, a little over three pass attempts.
Yeah.
See, don't even have to be complete.
No, because mine was only two. Mine was almost two pass attempts.
Okay.
So, and I keep upping it. I just keep upping this.
Still.
Gradually.
Yeah.
And it's like, he's still not even playing like a third of a quarter.
Tom Brady, you tied his shoe.
Yeah, yes.
My salary.
That's exactly it. He can just, you know, deflate one of those balls and he's made more than I have. Jeez. Are you doing Mike Trout now?
Yeah, I want to see what's
okay. Hold on. That's hilarious. It's called Finty and it'll tell you basically what an athlete.
Less than five innings. He has to play. He plays less than five innings.
Oh, well.
Not
all right,
bad.
So he has to play.
Yeah, he has to play.
Yeah, I mean,
he has to show up.
I mean, it's baseball.
So I did the Alex Morgan thing.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't make a lot of money.
No, I know.
She only has to play 243 minutes.
Oh, she actually has to play, man.
Yeah. And to make my salary score less than two goals.
Oh, well, all right.
But the Tom Brady, Mike Trout is just depressing.
And, and Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods, I did.
Thank God he's making less than he used to, but still, it's ridiculous.
But I should do what you did.
I'm going to do LeBron.
Just started upping the salary.
Yeah, keep upping
your salary.
And you got to keep going because you still feel like a big turd. I mean, you just do. Loser turd.
You might want to break out the booze on Monday.
Happy Bootlegger Day.
Wow. All right. Well, that's why we're doing the 10K Payday Contest.
Yes.
Your next chance to win. Top of the hour, 8 o'clock. Jeff Howard talking about movies coming in pretty soon.
Get up. Good morning, everybody.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
Every Friday at about this time, we check in with Vegas film critic Jeff Howard in studio. Jeff, we're talking movies this weekend.
We are talking Bad Boys for Life, Mike.
Seriously.
Yes. What has it been, 25, 30 years?
I know.
These guys aren't boys anymore. They're like middle-aged men. So we pick up the movie where, you know, Will Smith, he's still wearing designer clothes. He's still driving the Porsche. And Martin Lawrence is like, look, you know, I want to retire. I'm a new grandfather. I want to sit in my Barca lounge. I want to watch television. I want to be the grandpa, right?
Right.
And meanwhile, in Mexico, a drug cartel's wife is broken out of prison by her son because years ago, the Bad Boys killed this big kingpin. Right. Now, she's bent out for revenge.
Right.
Not only is it a soap opera, right, you know, going on with these two and their family and all the emotions that come along with being over, you know, approaching 50, you know, and more. They still have all the great action sequences, and they have this really, really cool car chases. I mean, it's all back there. It's formulaic, yes.
Right.
But, you know, Martin Lawrence kind of takes a back seat in this movie because he's more of the comic relief. Not to say he has his action sequences. There's some really cool stuff. But Will Smith really carries this movie. I went into this ready to hate it because, you know, these never work so many years later. But you know what? I had the best time.
Really?
It's funny.
Cool.
The action was exciting. Michael Bay makes a cameo.
They had good chemistry, too.
They do. And I'm telling you, it was a lot of fun. It's one of the best times I've had in months at the movies.
Got another one?
Oh, I do. I do. You ready for the worst film of the year already?
Yes. I was
a big fan of the original Dr. Doolittle. I remember all the songs. I read the books as a kid. So now Robert Downey Jr. is Doolittle. And he lost his wife. It's in Victorian times. He lost his wife. So he's locked himself in his little mansion. And he can talk to the animals.
Right.
And he can talk to the animals. And they talk back, you know. And you have like Malcolm John. You have John Cena. You have all these great celebrities doing voices of gorillas, of ducks, of ostriches, of polar bears wearing, you know, beanies. I'm telling you, these animals talk in contemporary language. You just want to shoot yourself. It doesn't work. It's just one of the worst times. And the kids, I always feed on the energy of the theater.
Right.
They were bored as anyone else was, you know. So this is a colossal bomb. And what Robert Downey Jr. was thinking of, I think his wife was one of the producers on the film.
Yeah, that's right.
The rights came up for the movie,
honey.
You know, because 20th Century Fox owned the rights.
Right.
But I guess everybody was bidding on it, and fortunately Universal got them. But this is one of the worst times I've had, and it's only been a few weeks into January.
Oh,
so,
man, bring back Iron Man. Bring back Iron Man.
And Jeff, tell everybody what you're doing next week.
Next week, I will be reporting from the Sundance Film Festival.
Yes!
I will be there for the next 7 days.
Very cool.
We have some movies next week. I've got like 40 interviews set up, multiple red carpets. It's going to be the best Sundance
ever. Awesome.
So, excellent.
Yeah. Facebook, YouTube, and of course, VegasFilmCritic.com. Jeff, have a great weekend.
It's time to play the 10K Payday Contest.
Oh my God!
On 96.3 KKLZ Las Vegas.
Here you go. Another shot to enter to win $10,000 in the Beasley Media Group Multi-Market Contest. This hour's code word, play.
Play. P-L-A-Y. Play.
That's the word you need for your chance to win $1,000. So, text play right now to 45911 or win $1,000 and qualify for the 10K payday. Enter play online at 96.3kklz.com or on the free KKLZ app you have on your phone. Again, the word play. 15 minutes to text the word. And now be sure to pick up your phone if you get a weird number calling you in about a half hour or so. Might be the Beasley banker just wanting to let you know you're putting $1,000 in the bank. Again, the word play. You have 15 minutes to text it to 45911. Good luck.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, here's some news. Prince William reportedly does not want to have any more kids. So they have 3 now. That's enough, probably, right?
I mean, what are they going to do?
Well, and that's just, there's nobody, none of these people are going to, you know, one is going to be king or queen. So that's it.
You think?
Maybe. this will be way down the road.
I mean, when
William says I'm done.
How old is the queen now?
Like 95, I think. Yeah, I know. I know she and Betty White are partying over at the pub today for yeah, Betty's 98th. Jeez, I'll pick you up in the Range Rover, Betty.
That's why Prince Charles said, I don't even want it anymore.
Yeah, exactly. I know. I don't care.
Just pass
what do
it
I
on.
Care? Me and Camilla are just going to watch movies and eat popcorn, and that's all. That's all I need now. Keith Richards, he tells Rolling Stone magazine he has not had a drink in a year. That may seem like not much, but that's a long time. Keith Richards, he was, you know, he had some fun. It's been about a year now.
He still looks the same.
He does. Wow. He said, I pulled the plug on it. Got fed up with it.
Good for
don't
him.
Don't notice any difference, really, he said, except for I don't drink.
Yeah.
That's all.
I do that every once in a while.
Yeah, he said, I just didn't want it anymore.
Yeah.
Just, it wasn't interesting anymore. It was more interesting to be sober to me, so... Good for him.
Yeah.
Good for him.
I just can't string the days together.
Yeah, is that it?
That's it.
Yeah,
that's
you can't, can you? I quit for a year, for over 10 years. I quit for a year. Get psyched, people. New music coming out. Lindsay Lohan. She'll be releasing her new album. Looks like by the end of February, that'll be ready to be released. So, Lindsay Lohan. And another big birthday today. It is not only Betty White's 98th. Dolly Parton is turning 74 years old.
Wow.
I just saw Steel Magnolias again, and I do love that movie. Yes,
you know what? That we've talked about that. We brought this up before. That's a good chick flick. Mm-hmm. That guys can watch.
Yes. Yeah.
And actually walk away going, yeah, it was pretty good.
Yes, it is. It's a great movie. Funny, touching, and
great
and,
cast.
And, oh, really good cast. Yeah, 74. Happy birthday, Dolly Parton. Definitely a national treasure.
Woo!
Treasure chest, I guess. But yes.
Okay.
Happy birthday, Dolly, girl.
Okay. By the way, man. Talking about the girls.
Yes.
Diva's Day Out.
Yeah.
Diva's Day Out is coming up Jan 25th, Galleria at Sunset. It's a free, it's Nevada's largest free women's event. We do this every year. Looking forward to it. You stop by the KKLZ booth while you're there. You have a chance to win an all-day access pass to Canyon Ranch Spa and Fitness, which includes a massage or facial, your choice, free lunch. We'll have concert tickets to give away and a lot more. So if you want to find out all the details about Diva's Day Out, go to our website. No, better yet, text the word DIVA to 702-739-9636. You can find out everything you need to know about Diva's Day Out with 96.3 KKLZ. We've been talking about some of the things, getting ready for the big game.
Yep.
Halftime and prior to the game, some of the things happening. This, when I read this, I was just blown away because you know how much I love a Snickers bar.
Mm-hmm.
Mars Wrigley broke a record, a world record, after they put together an almost 5,000-pound Snicker bar for a Super Bowl commercial.
Wow.
The largest chocolate nut bar ever is now 12 feet long, 24 inches high, 26 inches wide, and weighs 4,728 pounds.
That sounds kind of gross.
Ugh. Here's one of the guys that helped talking about it.
This is incredibly impressive. Some of my favorite record categories are big food because it has to be edible, and it is also an engineering feat. So to get a nearly 5,000-pound bar of chocolate to stay together is really challenging.
I don't think he helped with it. I think he just talks about records and stuff.
Wow. Like,
it
okay.
is impressive.
Well, it is, but I mean... What do you eat that with a knife and fork or a crane?
I'd be more with a 5,000-pound spring roll or something.
Yeah, I know.
I think what you do is take a chainsaw.
Yeah.
You're right, Carly.
Yeah,
you divvy it up into little pieces.
Yes, exactly.
Then you take your plastic
millions.
Fork and knife.
Because who wouldn't want a chunk of that after a chainsaw went through it, huh? This gas, I taste like gasoline, I think.
So there you go, the first sneak peek at one of
beautiful.
The commercials during the big game.
Yeah, beautiful.
A 5,000-pound Snicker bar.
Okay, all right.
So look forward to that, man. I can't wait. You know what? I wouldn't mind a piece of that.
I know.
Stick it in my freezer, keep
it. I don't know if a spring roll will make you as happy as taking a bite out of a Snickers.
True.
So
neither.
Like
all right,
Betty
those
White.
Tickets for the Doobie Brothers. We'll give those away in about 8 minutes. Latest winner in the 10K payday contest, Samantha Shipp, got the call. Beasley Banker told her you won $1,000.
This is amazing. The best Friday ever. You have no idea.
Best Friday ever. Wins $1,000, qualifies for the $10,000. Your next chance to win, 10 o'clock with Wendy Rush.
Yay!
Welcome back to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, all week long we've been giving you a chance to win these tickets for the Doobie Brothers over at the Venetian. Going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and I don't know, how do you even... what class of Doobie Brothers do you actually say,
well,
hey...
There were a lot of them along the way.
Man.
I know.
And every version was great.
Yeah.
But I'm sure they'll work it out. But we have tickets to go see them over at the Venetian. This is for a date in February.
Right.
Plus, we're going to throw in that $50 Visa gift card and a CW prize pack from the Kaler Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. Don't forget, on the CW, Batman returns to the CW Las Vegas. Actually, Batwoman on the CW Las Vegas with a new episode Sunday night, 8 o'clock, Channel 33, Cable 6. So we're going to play a round of 5 and 10.
Okay.
Carla will give you a category. You simply name five things out of that category within 10 seconds. And just like that,
yes,
you are a winner. We're going to get through news and weather. And then starting with caller number 9, we'll look for a winner, 702-739-9636. Good luck. Carla, we have Nancy on the phone. Nancy's ready to play 5 and 10. She knows how the game is played. Here we go, Nancy. Get the clock ready. Here's the category.
Nancy, and they can be related by band name or just by actor, whatever. You'll understand what I mean when I tell you to name me 5 famous brothers.
Go.
The Jackson Brothers, the Osmond Brothers. The Jonas Brothers, the Doobie Brothers.
Yes.
And, that Boyz II Men.
But an A for effort, why not?
Yes.
Why not?
You know what?
And Nancy, you could have thrown like the Bee Gees or the Everly Brothers.
I forgot the Bee Gees.
Yeah, the Bee Gees. Yes, the Bee Gees.
The Beach Boys.
There you go. I love it.
All of a sudden, they're coming to her head like they're just.
But Brothers to Men. Boyz II Men. I love it.
You got the tickets. You're going to see the Doobie Brothers over at the Venetian, plus the $50 gift card, the $50 Visa gift card, and the CW prize pack from the Kaler Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. Hang on line. We'll tell you how to pick up everything. Nancy, thanks for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Every day.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. Restaurant in San Francisco is testing out a new policy, Carla, where you have to keep your meal to 90 minutes.
Okay.
Now, if you stay longer, they're going to start racking up the bill on you. $30 per seat. You know what? Eat your food, have a little conversation, and then get the hell out.
It's tough to get a restaurant. There are tons of them there, too, but it's tough.
Yeah. Man. Morty, I wish you, I could say you would like this, but I don't think you will. There's a new line of Klondike bars going on sale in the spring with donut flavors. And they will have a hole in the middle like donuts. I mean, it's Klondike to give you less ice cream for the same price.
It actually sounds good. It actually sounds really good. Get on, find those, Morty. Order like dozens.
For those people that don't know, Morty's that guy that will buy like 300-400 for like $20.
Right. But you're allergic to chocolate. If they do like a white chocolate.
Won't stop me from buying them, though.
Yes, and holding on to them for the apocalypse. Jeez.
How many rolls of toilet paper do you still have?
I don't know.
Well,
enough to last me like 2 years.
Yeah.
Probably.
Okay. The Kleenex. Is the Kleenex gone?
Oh, tissue.
Tissues.
Boxes
tissue.
Of tissue.
It was tissue, yes.
Yeah. Are those gone
yet? And paper towels.
Yeah. Well, there you go. And Pop-Tarts.
What did you buy? 300 boxes?
It was like 300 boxes for like $20.
$20. You still have those.
So,
okay.
Yeah. Okay. So if anyone needs an extra sneeze or two, I can take care of you.
This is like so typical. A woman in Tampa, Florida, she's suing the It's Just Lunch matchmaking service because she spent thousands of dollars on several awful dates. She says one of her dates didn't show up. Another one showed up in flip-flops and was swearing through the whole meal. Yeah, you know what? Women aren't turned on by flip-flops.
No, we're not at all. Not,
especially not on a first flipping date unless we're going to the beach.
Okay.
Yes, unless we're in sand. She wants $3,329 in damages. She says she spent $2,800 on her membership fees, $450 per date. What, lady, what are you doing? Maybe therapy. How about that? Maybe some therapy. Now, It's Just Lunch says, no, no, we vet our dates before, you know, this even happens. Well, maybe buy them shoes. And a man in, I want to read this story, Mike, because I'm pretty sure we've talked to this woman. Her name is Mary Wickenbach. She's from Somerville, Maine. She's getting her own TV show. She's the one who makes things out of moose droppings.
The earrings and stuff. Yes, we've talked to her before.
They call her the turd lady.
Yeah.
And I'm not joking.
Is that the nickname you want?
No, that's what they call her. It's called her show, her TV show. It's going to be on True TV, and it's called Turdy Works.
Uh-huh.
Turdy Works. And it'll follow her around as she sells all of her moose poop art.
Right.
And it should be.
If I remember correctly, it's earrings and necklaces.
She does earrings. Oh, no. She now does like plates.
Oh.
Clocks, things like that. Well, Morty, it's not, you know, it's not new moose poop.
Once again, I question, what are we doing wrong?
Tell me about it. Tell me about it.
Why are we coming up with stuff like this?
Listen, I'm giving my sex tape away for free, and people were like, oh, no. Thanks, though. Thank you. We appreciate it. It's Friday. Your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people. Makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
We do it every morning at the end of the show. Leave you with a little bit of good news. This is out of Redding, California. Jasper Mazzocco. He's 4 years old. Diagnosed with a rare type of brain cancer last year. Just late this past year. Taken out of school, hospitalized. But his classmates, they missed him. And they wanted to do something. So one of the teachers, you know, one of his teachers said, you know, we want a fundraiser. That's what we thought. Too cold to do lemonade. So they thought, hot chocolate. So they started selling hot chocolate. They raised more than $10,000 for him, medical bills, things like that. Here's the cool thing. The local Trader Joe's provided space and supplied water bottles and all of that in case somebody just wanted water. Dick's Sporting Goods set up all the tables and chairs. Costco and Starbucks donated baked goods. Several Starbucks employees in town made back and forth runs with hot water to make the cocoa.
Wow.
Yeah, they all came together. The kids felt really good about what they did. I mean, $10,000 is a lot of money.
And they should.
But yeah, but at that age, man, that's the world.
Nice.
So, and a few of the kids at the fundraiser and a few of the parents who came by shared their own stories. They were cancer survivors as well, and that's part of the reason.
That's awesome.
That is so sweet.
God, it's a great story.
Sweet. Yeah.
That's why we say if you have one, a good story, submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3KKLZ.com. All right, getting ready to kick off the 96-Minute Morning Music Marathon, sponsored by Shelter Insurance. Find an agent for your auto, home, and life at shelterinsurance.com. Normally, we do the recap of the show, but we found it better if somebody else did, and somebody did text in the recap.
They sure did. Robert said, let me get this right today. First, I feel bad because my salary sucks. Second, I can't go out on a date because I'll get sued for what money I do have. Three, if I go out on a date, don't go to a restaurant and stay too long because I'll be charged for sitting and talking. Four, if I want to make more money to pay for things, then I should make jewelry out of turds. Five, I'm getting less ice cream from Klondike if I go shopping with my crappy salary. And six, now I have to resort to shoving a ham down my skirt like Carla might do to feed myself.
Nice. Nicely done,
Robert. Good job.
That's how you recap a show. Yes, you found out all about that and a lot more this morning. So hopefully we helped out in some way, shape, or form.
Yep, I'm going to be out in Mesquite, by the way, this afternoon. If you're in St. George, if you're just passing by 3 to 5, I will be out there for Mesquite Motor Mania over at the Casablanca. So
should
come
be a
on
lot
by,
of fun.
Say hey. Yes, please
all
do.
Right. That's where you're taking off to right after the show.
All right, so if you see a little white Honda, get out of her way.
That's right.
15 going north. Otherwise, Wendy Rush coming in next in about 20 minutes. New code word for you. Help you win some money in the 10K payday contest. Qualify for the $10,000. She'll have that for you. Not to mention, keep you company throughout the entire day. You have a great weekend. Be careful. Be safe. Be kind to each other.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns Monday morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.